This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
لا
وبعث الله من نقام محمد رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دين محمد النبي ورسوله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself and you with the taqwa of Allah azza wa jal to raise our awareness and our consciousness in our love and our fear and our hope into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this life and into the next. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who have this taqwa in a capacity in our private life much more so than we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. The blessed 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah are soon upon us. And alhamdulillah, we're in the twilight of the second last month of the Islamic calendar, the Qi'dah. This is a time where the Prophet ﷺ would get the Sahaba and his Ummah ready and motivated for the special 10 days to come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَالْفَجْرِ By the breaking light, by the sunrise as it arrives, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ And by the significant 10 nights. Many of the ulama, they refer to these blessed 10 nights as the best nights and days that the day and the world will ever experience in any one calendar year. And the ulama, they speak about which is of greater value, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan or the last 10 nights and days of Dhul Hijjah. And the majority opinion, the greater opinion, is that it is these 10 days that are soon to enter upon us, Sunday or Monday, inshaAllah. أَحَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا بِالْخَيْرِ. May Allah allow its arrival to us, be with good and facility. Allahumma ameen. And they speak about the 10 nights of the month of Ramadan as being significant, but that they are limited just to the nights. But the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the nights and days together. For us as Muslims, we understand that the beginning of a day actually begins by the Maghrib that precedes the rising of the sun. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, it's as if Allah is saying that if you begin the day properly from that evening hour and carry through into the day, this is where you will find prosperity. Some of the other ulama, they have mentioned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى, I made a covenant and a promise to Moses and I brought him forward to Tur Sina. He came out of Egypt with the Exodus with Bani Israel and Allah made a promise of 30 days. And these were the days of Dhul Qi'dah. It's almost as if that the Hajj of Musa alayhi salam, who we know used to perform Hajj, Allah tells us in Surah Al-Qasas that as a part of his matrimonial process, as a part of his nikah, Musa alayhi salam promised to fulfill thamaniya hijaj, 8 hajj cycles in service and in assistance to the family of Safura, who he married into alayhi salam wa radiyallahu anha. This is a very significant statement that the 30 days were there, thumma atmatnaha bi'ashr, and then Allah says, then I favored him with 10. Most of the mufassireen, they say that these 10 days are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and that the Hajj of the people of Bani Israel was commemorated in that process of Musa alayhi salam, that he received risalati, the instructions that were to be given to Bani Israel, and that there were 40 people who attended with him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them this special gift of the teachings and the laws and the specialities of faith that would carry through for the children of Israel upon truth if they maintained the course. These 10 days are the days of great significance and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the moment of connection of Ibrahim and Ismail, Ibrahim and Ishaq, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders that Ibrahim alayhi salam show his commitment to Allah by sacrificing his son. And it's in these days of Hajj that we find that are soon to be upon us that we commemorate that same cycle. All of these specialities happen in these 10 days that are coming soon upon us. It's a part of our belief as Muslims that whenever Allah communicated a scripture and a Quran and the Zabur and the Injil and the Torah, that it would fall in the month of Ramadan. But for the significant aspects of worship where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make it a religious celebration of actions and practice, it was in the days of Dhul Hijjah. Wal Fajr. As the day dawns upon you, don't be of those who slept through the night. Walayalin ashr. So Allah brings forward in the first ayah the rising sun and the breaking of the dawn. But Allah says that for you to receive the khayr of that new day, for you to have a new beginning, and a new page, and a new life, and a great repentance, it begins walayalin ashr, in the nights that you are to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wash-shaf'i wal-watr. And in particular, in the odd night and the even. The odd is the greatest day in the calendar of a Muslim. The odd night is the ninth night, ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, which is Yawm Arafah. The day we commemorate the recognition of Allah, of the acceptance of the Tawbah of Adam and Hawa, the first time human beings returned to Allah seeking forgiveness from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'arafa, they came to know each other and they came to know their weakness before Allah and they came to know their need of asking Allah for repentance. And the day of Arafah is the day we return to Allah in recognition. recognizing the iniquity of our sins of the year that has passed and is soon to depart, recognizing that we have an opportunity to make and change our fate, recognizing that we have a place of asking Allah for forgiveness and that our record can be set aright. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the one who fasts the day of Arafah, their sins of the year of past and the year to come are granted expiation and forgiveness. And this is a great phenomenal reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is rare. Most of the ulama, in all of the madhahib, they recognize that after the fasting of the month of Ramadan as an obligation, there is no other day of greater importance for a believer to fast than the day of Arafah. And if you join with it the days that came before it, the days, the 8 days preceding to it, then this is a great merit and a great reward for all of us, insha'Allah. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرٍ. How quick the night departs. How quick people forget that it's in the night that they find their honor between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that that begins in these particular days. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the authentic hadith, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, شرف المؤمن قيامه بالليل. The honor of a believer is that they establish a part of the night in their prayer, in their devotion to Allah. See, the word honor, usually it refers to being recognized for something that you've exceeded others in. So people honor you because they see in you a merit that others are lacking. So they say, can you please stand up? We want to acknowledge you. We want to honor you on this special day. You are brought forward. You are given something that other people are not given. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires this in our Prophet ﷺ, that the honor of the believer is their qiyam, is where others don't recognize them, but Allah recognizes and sees them. And that's why it's a recognition from Allah where you are brought forward on the day of judgment, because you were overlooked in this life, but you did not overlook your duty and your nearness to Allah. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرٍ. How quick the night will depart and you will have the fajr arrive. How quick you will lose the beginning of the day where the Prophet ﷺ said, Baraka for my ummah is found in the early moments of the day. In the day immediately after the breaking of the dawn. It is an eternal sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that a person remains awake. It's not an obligation, but is a consistent sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to remain awake after the fajr prayer in the remembrance of Allah, in the place that you have prayed, in the masjid that you have prayed, in the musalla that you found yourself in, until the sun rises. And you're actually prohibited, according to the correct opinion, from offering salah. SubhanAllah, may Allah bless us with a return to Al-Masjid Al-Haram, to Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi, where you have people, subhanAllah, as you perform Hajj, after Salatul Fajr, everybody wants that reward, which you receive a phenomenal reward that we will speak about, of having an equal reward to Hajj. If you were to remain in that place of your prayer, remembering Allah, asking Allah for His forgiveness, seeking your repentance, and then standing up and continuing your prayer, having done your Salah in Jama'ah, in the musalla, and not departing from it until the sun rises with your adhkar. What a magnificent reward that a person can achieve, even though they have not headed out towards the blessed land. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one who gave us these opportunities, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, through his sunnah, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ. Is there not a vow that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to those who hold on, to those who practice, to those who seek to remove their sins, to those who want a repentance and a return back from that which ails them between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The 10 days that are soon upon us are days that should be taken of as a great advantage by the Muslim Ummah. Sadly, of course, most of us, we get inspired with the advent of the month of Ramadan. And as the month of Ramadan comes, because of the collective behavior of all of us as Muslims, psychologically it's easier to worship Allah. It's easier for you to become motivated to come to Taraweeh because others are doing it, to fast with others who are fasting, to give with charity when you see others being charitable. But these 10 days, what makes them special is that they are meant to be days that are private between you and Allah, nights that are private beginning the days between you and Allah. One of the things that I wish to just shed light on before Jilsatul Istiraha is why has Allah chosen to speak about the night and not wa ayyam in ashra, and the 10 days and speak about the daytime. We said first it's to show you that the day begins and where you will earn the greatest reward in the evening that precedes the day, which is part of the day. Inna Qur'an al-fajr kana mashhuda. Your reading of the Qur'an, it's witnessed by Allah, witnessed by the angels, recorded and accounted for you as you begin your day. But one of the things that's noble of the Qur'an is that it doesn't leave any ambiguity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Zakariya in two places in the Qur'an with two different instructions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Zakariya, do not speak to your family, to your people, ثَلَاثَ أَيَّامٍ, for 3 days. And in another place, ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّ, 3 nights. And it's as if Allah is saying that in the language of the Arab, when you speak about the night that precedes the day, it includes the day that is to follow up until the time of Asr. Have a surety in your heart that as you proceed forward towards Allah in these days as they come upon us, these are days that are sacred to us as Muslims, that we seek to take a great deal of reward within them. We have 5 days that we celebrate as Eid as Muslims, 5 occasions. The Eid of Fitr, the Eid of Al-Adha, the days of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafah, and the day of Nahr. They're all separate from each other. Those are 5 occasions that have different fiqh and principles that lead us to celebrating them. The 5th day that we celebrate is the day of Jumu'ah. The Prophet ﷺ says about the day of Jumu'ah, it is Eidun fil ardi and Eidun fil sama, a celebrated day on earth and a celebrated day in the heavens. What do we mean by celebration? Where the worship of Allah is increased in it in a way that it isn't in other moments in the day, week, or months that are similar to it. So in these 10 days, we celebrate our relationship with Allah through worship. In the day of Arafah, in the day of Nahr, in the day of sacrifice, in the day of Qurban, all of these lead us towards seeking a blessed, successful, blessed 10 days, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us the little that we do and increase it for us. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. Allahumma salli ala. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdah wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da Muhammad ibn Abdullah. عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد في الأولين، وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الآخرين، وصل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. It's important for us to have a battle plan and a strategy for success. And to limit, due to the time constraints that I'm under, just myself to 3 essential points for you and I to capture the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to gain great reward in these blessed 10 days, and to make us from those who have this honor between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, set your intention, set your niyyah from now to fast the day of Arafah. And the day of Arafah is the day before the day of Eid. It is the day where the Hujjaj assemble. It is the day that is known as the 9th in the month of Dhul Hijjah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to stand in Arafah once again, to ask Him and beg of Him for our sins to be forgiven, and to grant us khayr in this dunya, khayr in the akhirah, and to protect us from the punishment of hellfire. But more importantly, we also seek, knowing that we cannot attend to Hajj this year, that we increase our love and devotion to Allah in this day of Arafah. And it begins with abstinence from that which Allah has prohibited, and we symbolize this with Siyam. The reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrines this according to Imam al-Ghazali is to make it upon a believer who normally has excesses that they restrain themselves just because they're fasting. Fasting doesn't allow you to eat and to drink and to hold yourself back from your spouse. Naturally, it increases your awareness. It becomes a wiqaya for you. So you become an elevated believer in your mentality and psychology of repentance just because you're fasting on that day of Arafah. It would be much more difficult for you to try to come to Allah, seek forgiveness, repent to Allah in a state other than submission of fasting to Allah. So it becomes an external, internal sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inwardly and outwardly, that you fast to Allah reminds you to submit to Allah and to seek forgiveness. What is it that we say when we fast? What is it that we do when we are breaking fast with our family or friends? We are in recognition of Allah, that He is the one who orders, and we are those who are His creation who listen. We are those who say, Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear Your command, O Allah, and we obey. And that is the essential message of the day of Arafah, that we shed our clothing, we shed our luxuries, we shed our work, our families, and we stand in that plain of Arafah saying, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. That is the greatest dua of Arafah, of signifying the oneness of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the completion of Allah, that none has a place in our hearts, in our behaviors, in our minds and actions more than Allah. That message is found with us here in Perth and wherever you may reside or be around the world, as an essential message that we should maintain in our hearts. So fast the month of Arafah with that intent. Fast the day of Arafah with that intent, that you are submitting to the command of Allah. Number two, make sure that if you are not a person worthy of zakah, if you and your household, you and your family are not worthy of receiving zakah, that you pay an udhiyah or a sacrifice and a qurban to fulfill it and to enjoy it with yourself, your family and your community and the poor. And if you are able to do an udhiyah here in Perth, where you're able to get a sacrifice done, keep a third of its meat for yourself, a third of its meat for your neighbors, Muslims and non-Muslims, cook for them, third of its meat for our non-Muslim and Muslim neighbors and friends and community, and a third for the poor. One of the beautiful hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari is from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. In Sahih al-Bukhari, when he ordered the butcher, as-Sallakh, to slaughter for him the udhiyah, the qurban, he said to him, فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتَهَا, when you've slaughtered it and when you've cut it up, فَابْدَأْ بِجَارِ الْيَهُودِي, make sure that the first person to receive of its meat, of it, it as a gift, is my neighbor, the Jewish man. And he said, أَيَهُودِي, I give to a Jewish man before all these other Muslims? He said, كَذَلِكَ عَلَّمَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, this is what we learn from our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you're unable to fulfill the qurban in your community for whatever restrictions, and you seek to fulfill it externally with your family back home or with a community that is deprived, whether in Yemen or a Somal or our brothers and sisters, the Rohingya, whether it's with the Uyghur people, the Uyghur people, wherever it is that you seek your barakah to go, make the intent that you have made somebody your wakil, that you have transferred this right onto somebody else who is responsible for it, and that this wealth is not a general sadaqah. It's not something just to give charity to the poor, but this is a qurban and a nearness you seek to have with Allah, and an udhiyah that you make in that regard and in that name. In the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa, it becomes a requirement for the one slaughtering to actually make mention of the person who the slaughter is being done in his name. It is sufficient, according to the sunnah, that one sacrifice or one share is done upon a household, for one household, for one father, wife and children and those who are living with them in a consistent state. But if everybody has different revenue streams and they are able to finance for the qurban, then there is khayr in that, and it's a requirement in the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa. Make sure that you fulfill your udhiya before the time of Eid arrives and that you have fulfilled the organization of it. You can do so for the first, second, and third day after the salah. It is not like Zakatul Fitr, where it has to be done before the prayer, but I recommend that you get it there so that there is an enjoyment amongst the Muslims within our communities, inshallah. Third and finally, just due to the shortness of time, is connect yourself to the Qur'an. In particular, reciting of it in the evening hours with yourself and your family. Make a habit in the next 10 days, even if it is just to pray two rak'ah. The Qur'an, and translation of reading the Qur'an by night means to pray with it, even if it's two rak'ah. So even if it's just after Salatul Isha that you pray two rak'ah before your Shaf'an Watr, or four rak'ah, or wake up a little bit before Salatul Fajr and two rak'ah, especially living in the winter months as we are here in Perth, it is much easier for you, alhamdulillah, now. Set your alarm, ya akhi, to 5:40 a.m. Wake up and pray your two rak'ah, do your salah before Salatul Fajr arrives, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Honor yourself on the Day of Judgment by honoring Allah in the evenings. When your street is darkened and quiet, let there be life in yours, so that the life of your household, the wakefulness of your heart, shows and separates a mark between your house and the neighbor who has been absent of their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah reunite and ignite our hearts upon truth. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ارزقنا البر والهدى والتقى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our school, our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads our board and administrators and our principal to that which is pleasing to him and deters us and turns us away from that which is sinful. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة. شيخ معتز تعال. تعال شيخ. We'll be led inshallah in prayer by our Qara Sheikh Mu'taz inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليالي العشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر، هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر؟ ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد؟ إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم. استغفر الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Just a general announcement. If you didn't scan in, please scan in before you leave, inshallah. Just scan into the SafeWA or just sign the register in the office, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.